With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Very professional. We talked about, you know, just to get back down there and start playing every day and get himself ready. And he was like anybody else, okay, getting ready to go down there and represent the organization down there with the young men that he's going to be playing alongside of. And I said, just make sure that, you know, you do what you do here and represent as well and keep going. Get ready.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the voice of Ricky Renteria, and he is talking about Aloy going down to AAA. Not a surprise, but still embittering. And there, of course, we get a chance to talk to Chuck Garfine, NBC Sports Chicago White Sox reporter. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of $7,000 off on Jeeps. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, good very morning. Excited. Very
doing well. Have you been in Arizona long enough yet to vote? I mean, you could be a registered voter. You've been there forever.
I'm actually running for alderman of Phoenix.
You should run for sheriff.
That's what they need. They need me to run things around here. I'll control the streets of Phoenix.
All right. So here we are with the White Sox, and let's start with Dane Dunning, just because it's the bad news. And they haven't officially said that it's going to be Tommy John surgery, but he's going to see Dr. James Andrews, and that usually means Tommy John surgery. And he had the injury last year, and they shut him down, and he comes to camp, and it's a little forearm tinge or something, and maybe an elbow. Next thing you know, here you are with potentially Tommy John surgery. It's tough because you look at these young players and you want them all to get up to the major leagues and you want them all to make a contribution, and you're having guys that are waylaid via injuries such as Kopech, such as Zach Birdie. We talked about, there's a lot of guys, you know, the Jake Berger double Achilles tears. It's a little bit difficult to kind of sit there and figure out what you have and how quickly you can turn it around when you suffer injuries like this.
Yeah, it's kind of twofold with what you're saying. First off, when you go into a rebuild, this is why you need mass density of prospects. Get as many high-end prospects as you can because they're not all going to hit because, A, they're not going to be the player you thought they were going to be, or there's a chance that they could get hurt. And the Sox have had a whole bunch of injuries that have hit them. I mean, you look at the three trades, Quintana, Sale, and Eaton, and you've got two guys in Kopech and Dunning who have needed, or if Dunning needs Tommy John, it seems to be headed that way. So you need to prepare for these situations. And, you know, I haven't talked to Rick Hahn about this, but I feel like because of these injuries and they don't really know exactly what they have, in some ways it might be able to have slowed down their pursuit of free agents and trades this off season because, you know, what do you have exactly? They knew they wanted to go after Manny Machado. There was really no third baseman, for them in the future. But for Dunning, you know, I we'll see what happens to them. There are some out there who might feel like, hey, should have gotten Tommy John, you know, in the first place. They would have saved all this time. But, you know, there was no clear evidence that he needed Tommy John, so it was recommended by him, or not by him, recommended to him to, you know, rest it, and he did, and he was actually feeling much better in the fall and pitched a little bit, and here he is, and he goes to the rehab a little bit more, and he felt some discomfort, and that's why they're going to have him go to see James Andrews, and it really stinks because he's a guy that if he was not hurt, he would be competing right now to be in the rotation for 2019, and he could be out a year or more.
Chuck, yesterday, as expected, the White Sox officially sent down Aloy Jimenez to the minor league camp. He'll start the season in Charlotte. what everyone didn't expect maybe this spring was Aloy hitting 154 and not looking like the hitter that he was last season when he dominated minor league pitching. Any concern on behalf of the White Sox?
No, zero concern. He admitted that his timing was off. And, you know, he did hit an RBI double a couple of days ago. And it's, you know, not everyone's going to hit when they're out here. And, you know, so there's no concern about that. And it might be good for him to struggle a little bit. And I think it might also be good for Sox fans to see that he is human and he's not going to bat 350 in the major leagues. I don't think he is. That would be great if he did. But, yeah, he's not concerned. The White Sox aren't concerned. It just was a bad 2-week stretch to start a season of him not really able to, you know, get his timing down.
There was a report out of the Dominican Republic that they are going to be giving him a $100 million deal. I don't know if you saw that, if there's any credibility to it. What do you think of that idea of jumping in and paying him before he even gets into the major league team?
Yeah, I did see that report, and the guy who reported that has been right in some ways. He is connected, you know, with a lot of Dominican players and agents, but I don't know. It's a slippery slope, and the whole thing with the whole service time, you know, first off, they need to fix this. It's ludicrous that Eloy Jimenez was ready to be in the major leagues right now, and so many other, like Vlad Guerrero, he's hurt. There should not be some kind of like service time manipulation that goes on. I'm not going to say the White Sox are 100% doing this, but say they are. You know, it's the CBA needs to fix this, and they will. And there's already movement to get this done, so we don't have to go through this rigmarole with players, GMs, and agents. But to solve that problem, you know, the White Sox could sign him to this, you know, extension for 8 years, and there isn't a service time issue. If they do it, great. That means he'd be on the team on opening day, and I'd be all for it. We'll see if it ends up coming to fruition. I don't know if it will.
Okay, Chuck, we want to go down that road. Let's go down it. What would be in it for the team to lock up Aloy for 8 years and $100 million before he makes his major league debut? And by the same token, what would be in it for the player?
Well, for the player, it's security, and it's you get this hundred, if it is $100 million, you get the security. You've never even played a major league game in your life, and if Eloy Jimenez ends up being this all-star caliber player, who, you know, is worth, you know, $200 million, you got him for $100 million. You know, so it goes both ways. I'm not sure how this is all going to play out. But, you know, and it gets him there on opening day. I mean, if he comes up in, you know, the end of April, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, is that really that big of a deal? Do you sign him to an extension just because you get him for 3 or 4 more weeks or a month more? I'm not sure. But, you know, I think I go back to Chris Sale. And I remember when Sale was with the White Sox and he signed the team-friendly deal. And it's even more so important, I think, for a pitcher because he's like, you know, I could walk out of my house tomorrow and get hit by a bus. And, you know, but I got, you know, anything can happen, especially for a pitcher, you can get hurt. He was happy taking that team-friendly deal because you still become a millionaire and take care of your family for generations. So from the player side, it, you know, you get all the money and you haven't, you take away a lot of the risk associated with playing baseball.
What do you make of the new rule change in terms of the trade deadline? The Sox have used that the August deadline quite a bit.
I think it's smart, you know, because I think the whole league needs to be a little more defined. There's so much wiggle room and gray areas with so many things. You know, there's the July 31st trade deadline, but then you can trade guys in August. And there's kind of like, it almost confuses the fans a little bit. And also, I think it might compel teams to be more aggressive with trades in the off season because they got one shot, the trade deadline, to make them, you know, by that point, to make a move. And I think, and it'll make them more aggressive at the trade deadline to make those trades. So I think I'm all for it. Whatever's going to make it, just, it's more exciting. This has been and it's not all connected to the July 31st trade deadline proposal, but, you know, we see what goes on with the NFL, and I love how, you know, it's almost like, I don't know how to describe it, but there's so many deals that get done, like, in a very short period of time. That used to be what it was like with baseball, but this whole off season for the last 2 years has, it's just taken so long, and it's been kind of been difficult for fans, which it should be an exciting time. It's gotten them frustrated, and it hurts the teams because, and the players, because you have Craig Kimbrell and,
yeah.
And Dallas Keuchel are still out there. And I mean, I'm kind of going down a different path here, but they're all kind of interconnected as to how GMs, teams, agents, players go about their business with moves. And it needs to be fixed. And the promising thing is that you're seeing both sides having discussions right now. And from Jeff Passan's report on ESPN, they've made some progress there early, much earlier than people expected, to fix what they clearly see is wrong with baseball, and that's a good sign to see.
Chuck, two players I want to ask you about before we let you go. Tim Anderson had having a good spring until last night, three errors. How does he rebound from that? How did he take that? And Jose Abreu spoke yesterday about this being as good of a culture in the clubhouse as he's experienced with the White Sox.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the Jose Abreu comment really was eyebrow-raising for me in a good way. Because he said it, and he sees this happening. And, you know, when you watch a team play, you watch winning teams, clearly talent is going to rise above everything else. You need to have a talented team. But you also need a cohesive team, a team that plays together, wins together, cares about each other, knows each other, and has this kind of chemistry. And the White Sox have not had that like Jose Abreu described it. He said the Latin guys, there's a lot of Latin guys on the team, and they are really trying to connect with, as he said, the white guys. And the white guys are doing the same thing with the Latin guys. There is this kind of cohesion that is happening in the clubhouse right now, and he says he's never seen that here with the White Sox. It's been a very divided clubhouse. Not that they don't like each other, but they don't really fully appreciate each other in a way of like being friends and going out together and just realizing what it takes to win. And I think adding veterans like Alonso and Jay and Colome and Herrera, a lot of these guys have won before, and they, you know, when I was talking to Jose Contreras about this, he said that what helped the 05 team was that they had someone who could be the glue that could to connect the white guys and the Latin guys and the black guys. And he said that was Juan Uribe, of all people. Juan Uribe did that. And so what Jose was really talking about was something that this team needed. And you see it happening now. Is it, how many wins is it going to create for this team? I don't know. But all the teams that win have this going on, and it's good to see the White Sox have it. Jose Abreu recognizes it, and he said it, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.